All the single Hades. All the single Hades.
What are you, John? Hey, John.
Yeah.
You feeling okay, bud?
Hey, Nick. Oh, yeah, I'm just having a little séance.
Oh, I see. You misread it. It's seance. No,
I
no
think you're
A.
mistaken, fella. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring of candles to summon the spirits on
Oh,
it. And this
man.
is stranger still.
Welcome to Stranger Still.
A podcast where we have a spooky, scary October month.
I am so immersed right now. I'm Nick Wood.
And I'm Jean Bijon.
Oh man,
how's that?
It's
Did I sound vampirical?
you. Yeah, I could hear the fangs in your voice.
Retractable.
Yeah.
Ching ching.
Like
Wouldn't that be
Wolverine, but
cool?
for
You could.
fangs. Yeah.
Baby carrots wouldn't stand a chance if you had those suckers in there.
Yeah.
You'd snap them into like nothing.
Wasn't
How are
that
you doing?
you just remind me? Doesn't Marceline in Adventure
The
Time
Vampire
like
Queen.
suck color out of stuff instead of eating it?
Yes, she sucks the bread. Yeah. I just
Okay.
started rewatching that because it's like the best comfort food.
Yeah. Speaking of comfort food, look at your face, man. What is going on here? Our listeners
Well,
don't
I
know this,
decided,
but
well, if our listeners go to our YouTube page,
yeah,
I got a little gothy today because
you
we're going to be doing a
did.
little gothy work, huh?
Yeah. If you go to our YouTube page, you'll notice that I am streaming from the comfort of my living room because later in this episode, we will be conducting a séance to the best of our abilities, which is not very good, but
Seance. Well, you don't know. I mean, I'm good at talking to people I haven't met before,
that's
so
true. Yeah.
maybe a little goof and a gag, maybe a little spook 'em up,
Yeah.
have a little
Spook 'em up.
combo with a previously living, floaty, transparent, like a PNG person,
A little
like a
Casper.
afterlife, a little, low opacity fella or fellette.
Yeah, I told Rory that I was gonna.
Yeah,
Yeah, what?
I'm just saying. Yeah, we want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing this energy up.
Oh,
All right, good.
I told my daughter, she was asking why I was setting all this up, and I said that I was gonna try to talk to ghosts, and I asked her if that was okay, and she said, yeah, because she really wants to become friends with a ghost. And I was like, dude, just wait until I introduce you to Casper, because that's only
Oh
gonna feed
man.
that fantasy even further. But,
I just watched a Corridor Digital about that.
oh yeah, their
This is what
VFX
people come
reacts.
here for, right?
Yeah, for us to talk
Everybody
about other
loves
media.
Yeah, just here yeah.
We're
It's
just
like a
hanging
reaction
out.
cast, but we don't show it.
We just reminisce. But it is October month, and I thought that we would at least attempt to speak to some ghosts on the finale of October month.
I wish we
So
had thunder like thunder effects too, because I got lightning as well.
yeah, if only there was a way that I could add in sounds after the fact. But we don't have that technology. We haven't figured it out yet. So yeah, later on in the That's where I put the lightning.
Looks good.
Yeah. So later in the episode, I have some candles, our trusty EMF reader, a Ouija board, a pendulum, all kinds of stuff to try to commune with the dead by conducting a séance. John, have you ever done a séance before?
I haven't done a seance, but I've done a commune, and they have really good bread. There's like these little pogs that you eat that the bishop gives you at the front of the class. You got to get in line. He gives you a pog, and then after you eat the pog, you say like it's the body of Jesus and also with you. And then they give you a little shot of like a vino, a little something feisty for the Christians, you know?
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Well, no. Well,
You ever eat pogs?
so here's the thing. I tried, but I brought my slammer and I threw that at him, and they weren't too happy about it.
Dude, that would be so sick to bring your slammer to church and flip over some little hosts. That's the most.
Jeez.
I'm gonna do that we should start a youth camp,
We are off the rails, John. Jonathan, what is a
fella?
séance? What is a séance?
Well, a seance is when you're bored
Like this.
and you got some extra candle waxes, maybe a Ouija,
Yep.
maybe you got some spooky incense. And you light everything up and you go, "What up, ghosts? Tell me there's Papa John's in the afterlife."
Yeah.
And sometimes you ask different questions, but a lot of the time It has to do with contacting the dead through a open channel. You open up a little portal and you listen to some words or moving things and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're right on many, many different levels, but a seance at its core,
love to hear it,
means talking to the dead. It can get way more complex than that, but a seance is just the setting in which you conduct trying to talk to the dead. And we'll go into it further, but it could be as simple as sitting in a room and asking a ghost to make a sound, or you could get a medium to channel the spirit that talks for the dead. There was, surprisingly, it was one of the earliest things to kick off the spiritualism, like modern spiritualism movement. If you can imagine, there was a time where we didn't have to socially distance and people would get together, sometimes as friends, sometimes paying someone or a famed medium to sit around in a circle and they'd hold hands and try to talk to the dead. I know, crazy. Can you imagine such a world?
I can't, but I also can't imagine how seance is spelled because it keeps correcting it to Seinfeld.
S-E-A-N-C-E. There's a...
Dude, you're so smart.
I know. There's an accent out in there somewhere. But
is it a tilde?
No, it's not a tilde. It's a little diggy-doo. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you, John, how far back do you think seances go in human history?
I think the ancient Egyptians probably wanted to talk to spooky mummies that weren't that old. They were like new mummies. They were like wrapped up like fresh...
Yeah.
You know, well, like a fresh wrap, just like Pita Pit, not a sponsor.
But if they want to.
Good. I would eat them up real good. Yeah. Yep.
So I'm sure that the ancient Egyptians did want to speak to the dead. Everyone's obsessed with talking to the dead. But what if I told you we can trace back the beginning of seances to an exact moment?
Whoa. Well, that would be pretty easy to do because you could just ask a ghost.
When did seances start?
I was there. Hipster ghosts.
I was part of seances before they were even cool.
Yep.
Seances were actually at their height of popularity in the mid to late 1800s and well into the early 1900s. And that's thanks to the Fox Sisters. That's harder to say out loud than I thought it was going to be.
The Fox Sisters.
I guess it was hard for me to say and only.
Okay. That makes sense.
The day was March 31st, 1848, just a day before your birthday. There was a 14-year-old girl named Maggie and her 11-year-old sister Kate, and they went to their neighbor and they're like, yo, you want to see something crazy? They're like, every night around the same time we hear all these weird knocking noises coming from all over the house. We hear like whispers, we hear music. We think it's a ghost and we're going to prove it. So the neighbor, not having TV, was like, all right, I'll watch Fox News. Get it? They're like, okay, I'll play. So they huddled around in the girls' room. Their mother,
girls's,
the plural possessive.
It's girls's. You forgot is. Thank you.
We're turning into bees. For those listening and not watching on YouTube or Facebook, we're turning into bees right before your eyes. They had their mother, Margaret, there. The girls like went into a...
If I was a bee, would you eat my vomit?
Yes.
Okay. To sweeten your tea and stuff? Okay.
Yeah, of course. Huddled in the room. The girls went into a trance and their mom began to ask this mysterious spirit to do things like count. She's like, can you count to five? And they would wait and they'd hear five knocking
sounds. I'm dyslexic. Oh.
And then they were like, how old is our neighbor here? And it knocked like 36 times. And then they asked...
When was this?
This was 1848.
Oh, so the 36-year-old came in the room like, oh, you little whippersnappers.
Get off my lawn.
On his death. Yeah.
Yeah. They...
ancient at 36.
Yeah, they start asking it questions, and then they'd say, like, yes for knock once for yes, knock twice for no. And then everyone was so freaked out that they were getting answers that they ran from the house. Margaret sent the girls to live with their sister Leah because this They had proven that there's a spirit in their home, and word got out, and this was their home was for like almost a couple decades was a spiritual hotbed. People came around from all over to see them commune with the dead, not to eat pogs or anything, but to talk to them. And there's this rumor around the town that there was a peddler that had died in the house several decades before. Later, some people investigated. They found what they thought were strands of hair and bone fragments in the basement cellar, and eventually got so out of hand that their sister Leah became their manager, and they would begin funneling people into their home for these seances for cash money.
I do like cash money.
Cash money is the best kind of money. Eventually, other mediums of the time caught on as
and larges and smalls.
What's that really dumb joke? What do you call a psychic little person? The original joke isn't kind with their wording, who escaped from prison, a small, medium, and large, is the punchline. So other mediums caught on, or other hucksters, I will say, other people who saw an opportunity to make money off of grieving people saw this and were like, hey, I want a cut of that. I'm really good at making grieving people feel like giving me money. But they started to introduce new twists. So the Fox sisters did what was called rapping, which is the knocking sounds. But other mediums would start to make objects levitate, or they'd have all the people put their hands on a table and the table would start turning, like turn right for yes, turn left for no.
The original rappers use turntables is what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Wiggy wiggy. They would use pendulums, which I have in the form of a butterfly necklace. They'd use Ouija boards or spirit slates. Eventually, the mediums that channeled the spirit would eject ectoplasm from their body. And it got so popular that people of the time, like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote Sherlock Holmes, spent his later years just following the spiritual movement all over the United States. But in 1888, 40 years after the original incident, the Fox family came out and said that the whole thing was a hoax, and that they, if I'm understanding it correctly, they like put a string around an apple, put the apple under their floorboards and strung the string up, and then the girls would just like pull on the apple to hit the floorboards to make the sound. They would also pop their knuckles and joints and stuff to make knocking sounds.
Gross. That's so fun, though.
Yeah. Like, a couple of years later, Maggie retracted the statement. People thought it was coerced out of them, but I kind of doubt that, because for years, both sisters became incredibly depressed. They became alcoholics. They died as a result of alcoholism. So I guess you be the judge of whether or not they were coerced into it. I think everyone knows where we stand on this topic.
Yeah, terrible.
Often, as is the case with these episodes, though, the damage is already done. And seances continued into the 1900s and continued catching the eyes of famous people, sometimes for the worse, though, such as Harry Houdini and his wife Bess. The Houdinis apparently attended and hosted seances until Harry's mother passed away, and he started to notice how a lot of mediums were being predatory and capitalizing on grieving people. And he spent many years going around trying to disprove mediums.
So let's give a quick shout out to the late Amazing Randy.
Yes.
Who just passed too.
I was going to say at the top that we should dedicate this to him.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Harry Houdini was the 1900s James Randi.
Randi, yeah.
But after Houdini died, his wife started going to seances for a couple reasons. The first one is that she was grieving and she thought that it might bring her peace. But the second one is that Harry and Bess had an agreement that whoever died first would try to channel their spirit through a medium. And they had a secret code that if the medium could repeat it back to the other person, they would know that the medium wasn't a fraud. And this phrase we know now was Rosabelle answer, tell, pray, answer, look, tell, answer, answer, tell. Good luck guessing that one, mediums. But during his life, he spent a lot of time just showing. He'd put on magic shows to show that any illusionist could pull off the tricks that mediums were pulling at seances. This is something that Penn and Teller still do today, like cold reading and hot reading and all that kind of stuff.
There's the improv skill to pick on the right people and filling out a form before you show up.
Yeah.
With like, who would you wanted us to say contacted us. Like,
yeah, and there's a lot of psychology that comes along with that that I'll kind of go into a little bit later, very briefly, because I do want to get to our actual seance. But
yeah, I really want to get to the seance too, because I learned something about seance that I could probably teach you, Nicholas.
Oh, what's that?
Do you want to save it? No, I could tell you right now. It's just that if you have 1 gallon, you have 128. If you have 1 gallon, you have 128.
This is a question.
Yeah. You have 128 what? If you have 1 gallon.
128 ounces?
I was hoping you would say ounce.
I quit. We're never gonna peak after that. That was the peak of our show, John.
I just wish I could zoom in on myself. Yeah.
When people
works better in a German accent, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Hoping you would say ounce.
You're welcome. Keep going. Patreon.com/strangerstill. Yeah. You can get more of that. I'll teach you how to be funny
every month. Yeah,
sucker.
You have classes on how to be funny. So some of the tricks that would happen at seances were things like rapping, the knocking noises. Of course,
turntables.
The mediums could channel the spirit, and the spirit could talk through them. But they also did stuff like auto writing, where they'd have a pencil and a piece of paper, and they just start writing out whatever the spirit was saying to them. They would go into the trances. People would feel cold breezes or hands brush across them. Once people started to get skeptical, which is kind of funny when you bring Harry Houdini into the equation, people would get skeptical, so the mediums would bind their hands up, like behind their back, and then have themselves locked in a cabinet. And then they would just do what escape artists did and unbind themselves, get out of the locked cabinet, go and shake some curtains and turn on a fan, and then get back in there before another person comes and unlocks the cabinet. But then as the final proof that they actually communed with the dead, they had ectoplasm, which I always wondered where ectoplasm came into, you always see it in Ghostbusters and stuff like that. But it was this like gelatinous, gooey substance that would come out of the medium to prove that there was a connection between the living and the dead.
What's weird is that was probably like one guy's idea of like, hey, this will be fun. I got this goo laying around.
Yeah.
And it became a Ghostbusters, like it's in popular culture now.
Here's the funny thing. It wasn't even goo. What it was a very thin cloth, like muslin. Muslin? I don't know.
Mussolini. There's like an accent.
Yeah, they'd take the cloth and shove it into every orifice, and I mean every, like mouth, nose, ears, genitalia, and then once the seance was done, they would pull it out, and since the lighting was all dim, they
genitalia?
Would light the... Yeah, they'd light what? The...
No, they didn't.
Like female genitalia, my friend.
Wait, they would do this... Wait, what?
They would pull the muslin into an orifice and then pull it out later. And since it was really dim, it looked like this gelatinous, gooey substance. And they would claim that it was ectoplasm. There were several mediums that conducted their seances in the nude, which makes this performance a lot easier. Yeah,
that makes a lot more sense.
That's not the only thing that we can disprove while we're here. We talked about in the Ouija episode, the ideomotor effect, where you make minute movements in your muscles and your brain doesn't pick up on it, but you see it and you're like, whoa, it's ghosts. So you can hear about pendulums and spirit slates and, Ouija boards in that episode. We mentioned cold reading, there's trances, auto writings. These are all techniques that anyone can learn. Magicians do it all the time. What else? My favorite thing was this study that one researcher...
I don't know if this is too much, Nick, but I have to get it out of my body so that I don't have to live with the horror of this in my head by myself.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, and vagicians, because of the cloth pulling that you mentioned. So yeah. I would like you to just continue and move past that, but I had to put that out there. Yeah,
no,
you're welcome.
No, sorry. It's good that we have that in the universe now.
Okay. Well, you brought it up. It's factually true, so...
So there was one researcher that held a seance, and during the seance, he had people around the table, they're all holding hands, and he's like, ghosts, lift the table. And then later on, he's like, lift the table higher. And then a couple weeks later, they went to these people, and they're like, hey, during that seance, did the table ever float? And they're like, oh, yeah, he was able to, like, it lifted off the ground. He didn't do anything to the table. He just had them in this state of mind, suggested that the table rose, like John's doing here on the video. And they believed it, which goes back to like all the cold readings that people do, the hot readings where like, hey, fill out this card and tell us the loved one that you want us to connect to. They forget that 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Or the therapist questioned, or they're like, it sounds like it made you feel like you were angry. Is that how it made you feel?
Yeah. Basically the equivalent of putting words in their mouth, but it's putting emotions in their body.
Yeah, like muslin.
Like muslin. Whew. So I know that you're itching to do your own seance. I am very excited to conduct one. So I want to explain generally how to do one, and then we'll both try to conduct one. Every medium, of course, is going to have their own way to do it. But most people agree there's this misconception out there that you need a group of people, like you need their energy to conduct a seance. Turns out you can do it by yourself. Even the mediums will say the other people are there just to bear witness to the paranormal activities that you guys experience. There's also this misconception that you have to do a seance in a haunted place. Most of the articles I read suggested you perform it somewhere where you are most comfortable, which is why I'm in my living room right now. You should do it in your house. They say that you should do it where
I'm in my 120-year-old house.
Yeah, you should in definitely my kitchen. Have some ghosts there. They also recommend it in your house. Do it where there's the most human activity, because what did they say? The best place to do it is the hearth of the home, which is the most central or active place in the home. Because it gets the most human traffic, there's a kind of home team advantage. You want to think about your own concerns in terms of comfort. So if you're afraid, you want to be comfortable, which is I'm sitting on my couch. I'm very comfortable.
And I'd also like to just point to the fact that you know that we're a bunch of skeptics that do this stuff, but we take it so seriously that Nick actually had to figure out how to set his laptop up upstairs to follow the rules properly, because we take this stuff as serious as we can.
I do. So the other thing, of course, you need to be in the right headspace when you're going into a seance. And being skeptics, that's hard to do. But I think of it as if we could perform a seance as best as we could, given the best advice that we have available to us from professional mediums that do this every day, if we can contact the dead and prove there's an afterlife, that'd be incredible. So why not give it a shot?
We would get like at least 10 Facebook shares on this video.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it would get like 5 more downloads than normal. One thing I didn't do, only because I didn't have enough time to go shopping on Amazon, they recommend, a lot of people will say you want to cleanse it with sage. Sage is actually apparently a no-go. You want to burn cedar, which will cleanse the area, or you can cleanse it with water that's been infused with herbs. They even say, like, put it in a mop bucket or take water, infuse it with herbs, and then put that in a Swiffer wet jet. I'm not kidding you. This was from a professional medium. Put it in a Swiffer wet jet and then just run it across the floors of your home.
Yeah, and then just use my promo code best medium at checkout for a second free pair of wet jet mop heads.
Yeah,
pretty good. I just bought a mop head into my house because I was trying to find a place to put this thing that I found here.
Yeah, I'll show you. Is it a dead body?
No, it's cool. It's not a dead body.
Oh, he's awoken the spirits of the dogs in his home. What is this?
It's just like awful. some bubbling goo.
Is it dry ice?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice. Did you miss my awesome joke? Or do you have headphones on?
Oh, no, I have wireless headphones.
Oh. I said you awoken the spirit of the dogs. Get it?
Oh, yeah. People put that in their drinks, don't they?
The hair of the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an old witch's potion. The witch is blue.
My dry ice has become regular ice. I was trying to be spooky, but then I was like, I don't know if dying on the podcast is a good idea.
Getting carbon monoxide.
Because of the carbon monoxide. Right.
Back to holding a seance. One guide suggested putting aromatic food in the center of your table or using incense. The aroma is going to attract the spirits. That's why I have scented candles. In some guides, they recommended doing a prayer before the seance, but since it's all about comfort, we will not be doing that.
I went to Home Goods, which had the scariest savings in town on candles.
Use John's promo code.
Yeah. I think they're like rose something scented. They're nice. They're lovely.
I have 5 different scents. This is going to be very interesting. But it should attract the ghosts, right?
I mean, yeah. I also have a lavender humidifier behind me.
Perfect.
Yeah. And a crystal ball. Martha Stewart brand. Perfect. Who could resist? Look at these cool skulls on it. It's like gold features.
Is it really
features.
Martha Stewart, or are you just making that up?
It's really Martha Stewart.
That doesn't seem like her brand. It's very spooky.
It is. I wonder if they modeled it after her hand.
Martha, come here. Hold this ball for us while we cast it. So the other thing is you want to make sure that you dim the lights. The dimmer, the better, because then your patrons that you've conned into your seance won't see all the tricks you're pulling and the strings making things levitate.
Okay.
I mean, because it attracts the spirits. Regardless of all of this, when you are trying to contact the ghosts, the most important thing is that you make your intentions clear. So if you want to speak with someone specifically that's moved on, you ask for that person, otherwise ask for the ghosts to make themselves known. WikiHow had a couple examples, such as, "Tonight we are here to contact the spirit of Greta Darlow," or "Tonight we gather to seek guidance from the spirit world." So I assume that our intentions will be that we are looking to prove the existence of an afterlife. You'll want to recite an opening incantation. Again, from WikiHow, you might say, "We welcome any good spirits who are near us to join our circle. Please make your presence known." Or, "We are reaching out to Miss Greta Jean Darlow. Please join us in our circle tonight if you are ready." If nothing happens for several minutes after you recite the opening incantation, say it again. Continue to repeat the incantation every few minutes until something happens. And then once you feel a spirit in your presence, begin asking them questions and ask them to respond using a specific method. So if you have an object, you can say, "Swing a pendulum back and forth for a yes and swing it in a circle for no." You can use a Ouija board. I forgot to mention, if you're trying to contact someone specifically, you can take an object that meant something to them and put it in your seance area.
Yeah. There's also different methods if you're trying to contact specific spirits. For example, you can use the Waluigi board. And that context is, you know, a specific person. Mm-hmm. lanky villainous Italians, I might add.
Specifically with crazy mustaches. They also say that you need to make sure you close out your seance by thinking...
Did you hear that?
No, I can't hear it.
I'm gonna win!
Oh, whoa.
Okay,
weird. They're already here. Yeah. We haven't even started the seance. You wanna thank the ghosts for their time. Thank the spirits for visiting, and then close out the seance. My favorite thing about this section is...
Do you close it with like a warmest regards, or is that too cheesy?
No, totally go for it, man. WikiHow.
Maybe like best regards or like a cheers, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the most obnoxious send-off, and I can't think of one. Oh, well.
My deepest sympathies, Jonathan.
My deepest sympathies... My spirit.
Sorry for the dying.
Yeah. Sorry that you're dead. Oops.
Oops, I dead it again.
Oh, come on, man.
That's you're on fooling. My Halloween album.
There's a severe lack of good Halloween songs.
It ripped out your heart.
Songs.
Got lost.
Yeah, we need to Weird Al some Halloween songs. Yeah. Anyway, WikiHow says that doing a seance can take a lot out of you, and eventually you'll want to turn the lights back on when everyone is ready.
Yeah, apparently. A lot of muslin.
It's very tiring. Pull that out of who knows where.
Every orifice.
They literally say it may help to eat a snack to ground yourself in the real world. So just giving you an excuse to get those extra calories in for the day. But then, of course, as I said before, you need to make sure you're in the right headspace. We're all full of goofs and gallops. I'm sure we have some funny questions to ask the ghosts if we get any in our presence. But yeah, we're going to take it seriously. We want to prove there's an afterlife. Well, can you imagine the news coverage we'd get?
Can you imagine the Patreon support, Nicholas?
Yeah, we'd get like 5 patrons instead of four that we're at.
Fella, don't sell yourself short. I believe in you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
But not ghosts. But I'd like to.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge. You hear me? You suckers. Get out of the woodwork.
Don't threaten them, man. You're going to end up dead.
Yeah, if the dry ice isn't going to do it, a spooky ghost will.
Too true. Well, what do you say? Should we take a quick break? We'll set up our atmosphere, and then we'll do this ding-dong thing.
Let's do this ding-dong thing, fella.
All right, we'll be right back.
President Chester A. Arthur.
Clark Gable.
Charlemagne. And I would like to contact Ty Cobb.
Does this seance stuff ever worked?
No.
Martin.
But it will today, dude.
Back there. Bobble. Wobble.
John.
Yes, Nicholas.
I'm speaking to you from my living room floor.
It sounds like you're here.
I am. Where can people find us besides on my living room floor?
You can find us at my house in my kitchen. You can find us at strangersleshow.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you're listening to Podgaggles.
That's true. You can also go to, did you already say Patreon? I was focusing on getting comfortable.
Patreon.com/strangersstill?
Yep.
Okay.
And YouTube. I think we're going to try to put this whole seance up on there. So mm-hmm. whether we find spears or not, we will... We'll put it up there for you guys to see. And sorry, I'm really trying to get comfortable on the floor here, because it's all about comfort, and I also want to be in a position where I can loosely place my fingers on this Ouija board in case it starts moving.
Why are there not clothing lines to be the most comfortable clothes for seances? Like that'll be
that's our second million that we
started. Some psychic wear.
Yeah, I almost put on pajama pants for this, but I thought I'd be a little unprofessional, and the ghost would be like, I don't want to talk to him. So.
Mm. You gotta get something that will make him feel a little nostalgic, like space jammer pants, you know?
Oh, I see.
That was smooth jam. Like butter that came out of my mouth. So, are we gonna start this thing, or?
Yeah, let's get started. I mean, typically they recommend turning off electronics. Obviously, we have to have some electronics here, so I have turned off my phone, turning off the iPad. So the only electronics I have is you that I'm talking to, a microphone, and I do have an EMF reader on standby, so if we get activity, it'll get picked up there. A lot of the guides also recommend recording your seance so that you can review it back. Obviously, we're doing that. I have a webcam over here as well. So I think we are all set. So how do you want to do this? Are you going to do it yourself at your home? Are you going to repeat kind of what I say, or do you want to lead the charge here? Looks like you're just warming your hands.
They're so warm. It's nice. This candle smells great. It's like a rose. It's like a teak wood. Yeah, I was just going to say some nice like ghosty like incantational type of things that I found here. Some ancient words that I wanted to kind of throw out. Abra, Alakazam, Slowpoke, Drowsy, Hypno, Mr. Mime, Starmie, Raichu, didn't know that, Espeon, Gengar, yeah. I'm going with mostly psychic types. I think he's dark and ghost.
Oh, you're right, I'm sorry. No, he's not dark and
ghost. Deoxys, Vincini, Mespirit, Oxyhoopa, Cosmarim, Sogalio, Cosmog, Tapulele, Bruxish.
Mew.
Mr. Rhyme, Dattler Mew Mew 2. Did that work?
Yeah, I feel the spirits, bro.
Right? Espeon, Mr. Rhyme, Star Executor, Slowpoke, Ponyta, Alakazam.
I'm getting chills. I don't know about the listeners, but I'm getting chills.
Wait, has Jinx been canceled yet?
Yes.
Okay, we'll skip that one. Wobbuffet. What else? What do you got? Are you gonna let's take this serious now? Yeah, I'll let you lead.
Okay.
I'll let you lead. I just wanted to kind of break, you know, the awkwardness. I want to make them laugh a little bit. Well, you don't want to start off on the wrong foot.
There's gonna be some ghosts, some spirits out there that appreciate the joke. So you wanna make sure you cross all your I's and dot all your T's.
Right.
So get all relaxed and comfortable. Do I close my eyes or what do I do?
I'm closing my eyes. So okay, I'm closing all I can hear is you and the spirits within. Why wouldn't they pick up on the electrical signal and make some noises in my ears, right? That seems like it'd only help.
That would be a good place to transmit noises. Okay, my eyes are closed here. This feels really weird because I'm going to say things and mean them that I don't actually believe.
Just like being married, am I right? Hey,
marriage bad. Other okay. Boomer jokes. Hey, some ghosts are gonna like that too because it is boomer humor.
Yeah, ghosts love boomer humor, dude.
Yeah,
ghosts love Dilbert.
And it was like plungers and plumbers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good.
It's so hard to get into it.
Should put some Dilbert in the middle.
Yeah.
See if I got a newspaper.
All right, close my eyes. We're going into this.
Can't win them all. We'll just do a Dilbert list for now. All right, go ahead and lead the charge, buddy.
Was this a speed run?
Speed run. We talked to ghosts in under 2 minutes. That's the title.
Dilbert list percent.
Got it. Yeah, got to click made him.
Oh man.
Gotta get those YouTubers.
All right. Get the sillies out.
Not clickbait.
Not clickbait. Emotional.
Yeah.
All right. What was I gonna say?
You were gonna say something to a ghost.
Oh yeah. Let's just have a moment of silence for a little bit, okay? I can get into
it. That's good audio.
Well, of course we'll edit it.
No, I'm in it. Okay.
Okay. Now all I can hear is my cat's water filter and I have to pee.
Is it going boom, 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 boom?
No, it's like...
A knocking?
It's like...
Oh, I just hear a knocking noise through the headphones.
Oh, is that real?
Silence, Nick.
Oh, sorry.
No, that is real. I hear like a... Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Oh, that's not good. There is a clock. Anyway. Tonight?
This is your first time being silent or...
I was just getting into it.
I mean, you could use a little practice. Okay.
Tonight?
It's not that hard to be quiet. It's not that hard to be silent. Like, it's... You just don't talk. I don't know if you... Like,
seriously.
Okay. Like, on this podcast, it's I know you're not used to it, but, you know. Okay. We'll just give it another go.
Are you going to let me do it? Tonight? Oh, that was the one. Okay. I could have gone. Tonight?
You know, comedy is more of a rule of threes type thing. See, the third time is when it starts to get funny, but I'm going to let you finish now.
I'm going to let you finish. Okay. People have already tuned out because they don't think we're going to take this seriously, so I'm going to take it seriously. At least I'm just going to barrel through, and if I have to mute your microphone, I'm going to do it. Turn off my headphones. All right. Tonight, we hope to communicate with the spirit world and prove the existence of an afterlife. We welcome any good spirits into our atmosphere here that wish to communicate with us. Spirits, if you are here, make yourself known. Any activity? I'm not getting anything over here.
My TV made a noise.
Spirits, if you are here with us, please make yourself known.
May I ask something, Nicholas, of the spirits?
Yes, you may.
As my TV often asks me, thank you for the reminder, Samsung, LG, TV, whatever I've got. Are you still watching?
No one's watching us, John.
Well, I mean, Netflix asks me that all the time. I figured I'd ask the spirits the same.
That's true. Maybe they've all tuned out. And maybe that's why 2020 sucks so bad.
The spirits are like, I'm out. That's why they had to change the name of that store from Wine and Spirits to Wine and Least Spooky Store in Town.
The EMF reader still has zero, by the way.
Spirits, please give me a little gag, a little goof. Knock something over. Maybe a woo 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 sound.
That's true. I haven't given them any instructions.
I'm not trying to make fun of your accents. We don't give them instructions, or you just ask?
I haven't yet. I was going to.
Okay, go ahead.
We welcome all good spirits into our presence. If you are here with us, please make yourself known using a knocking sound, lighting up my EMF reader, blow out a candle, whatever you're comfortable with. We are very accepting here. We do welcome all. I'm going to widen it even further. Just any spirits. If there's any spirits here with us, make yourself known. Make a knocking sound.
Spirits with red shirts, make yourself known. Spirits with names starting from A through D.
I don't feel any presence with me.
I don't know. I feel something very hot.
I think
like
it's
warm. Like it's like a burning sensation.
Ow. Around your hand area.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna take a page out of the ghost hunters that we visited last year. And I'm gonna say, ghosts, if you're here, take all of the electricity from these appliances in this room. Feel free to drain my computer, my webcam, my iPad, my phone. Use that energy. Feel free to use it to manifest yourself here in our presence. Use it to make
or womat. Or we'll manifest where it's 2020.
It is 2020. Or non-binary fest.
Yeah. You just fest it up, you know?
Yeah.
Just make something happen. Do they like water? Do they want some water? I could put water in the middle of my candles.
Yeah, go for it. While you do that, I'm going to ask very seriously for the spirits to join us. Spirits, we welcome you.
Okay, I've got apple cider vinegar, water. I've got some soy milk.
Soy milk.
Want some
good.
Soy milk?
Soy milk's good. Ghosts. Dig that.
Oh, Dan, you know what? Let's go with just the regular water. I put it in a cup that you should be accustomed to. It's like a spooky you. Like a spooky your head.
It's even transparent like these ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
When I reached forward.
Don't be ashamed about your opacity.
Wait, so my EMF reader...
You know, this is how you make tea.
My EMF reader just spiked, but I don't know if it's my refrigerator just kicked on at the same time. So, is there a ghost here? Let me ask. Hang on. I might have a spirit. Spirit, if you are here with us, please make yourself known. Light up this EMF reader. It may look unfamiliar. Channel your energy into it and show us that you are here. Nah, it was worth a shot. Maybe I'm being too impatient. Maybe it takes time. Hang on. Spirits, if you are here, channel your energy into this black box here with the light on it to make yourself known. Nothing. Dang, I was really hoping. I was really pulling for him. Well, should we do a pendulum here?
Yeah, we can do a pendulum. Did you touch your Ouija yet?
No, not yet. I was going to do the pendulum first. Let me ask for the spirits one more time. I still don't feel a spiritual presence.
Okay.
Spirits, if you are here with us, we welcome you. This is a judgment-free zone. Please come into our presence. I will ask a couple questions. I have a pendulum here. If you'd be so kind. Move the pendulum to and from me for yes, and side to side, parallel to my body for no. Are you here with us? I mean, it would just move if you're here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, I'm getting a solid no on this one, and then it stopped moving.
I'm not getting any ghostly action over here. Again, you're a little skeptical over there. I did go on Instagram Live. I thought
oh,
that would be a fun...
Ghosts are on the gram all the time.
Ghosts love the gram. What's up, gram? We got Wolfpack Iowa is in here. What's up, Wolfpack?
Nice.
Support progressives. Make sure to vote November 3rd, ghosts. Is that illegal?
Technically.
Don't vote. Okay.
Spirits, is it illegal for you to vote?
I keep forgetting my Instagram. Can't hear your voice. I'm recording a podcast.
Oh.
Where we're conducting a seance.
Spirits, have you been here long? I'm getting a no.
Let's open it up to not just spirits, but wine and spirits. Let's I use a drink.
Spirits.
Spirits.
Do you know my name?
You know my name.
Oh, they're saying yes, John.
Is your EMF reader going off?
No, it's just the ideomotor effect.
The ideomotor effect.
Spirits.
What if you said, Spirits, do you know my name? And they went, Snoop Dogg. Which song is that?
I don't know. I'm not well versed. Spirits.
They didn't drink any. They didn't even touch their water.
I know. They're very selfish. It's not seltzer water. So spirits, is my cat annoying? Oh, it's just still. Maybe they're indifferent. Are you indifferent to my cat?
I have a black cat, Banks. He could probably.
Well, I'm getting spooky. They're indifferent to my cat. Spirits, if I begin using the Ouija board, will you use that to make your presence known? I'm getting a yes. All right, let's use the Ouija board, John. And by Ouija.
Where are you getting a yes? Where?
On this pendulum. You probably can't see it on the camera. I have this pendulum. It's going back and forth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I turned my stuff off.
Yeah. All right. Relax my arms. I'm trying to make my arms float above my lap so that they have freedom to move. Okay. Spirits, please move this planchet on the Ouija board if you are here with us. It's not moving, John. It's almost like this doesn't work.
Okay. I'm going to count to three and then I'm going to leave, spirits.
Hang on, let me ask.
I'm leaving. I'm going to the car.
I'm going.
Just
bye. Have a good night. I'm out of here. I'm not coming back.
Spirits, are you here with me? I'm like even trying to convince myself to move it to the yes with my subconscious and I can't.
All right, I'm coming back. Did you?
All right.
It's dark in here now.
I think we've given this the old college try. It's been, I don't know how much this is going to get edited out, but it's been 20 minutes.
Here, maybe we need to set, we've got the atmosphere incorrect. We got to set the atmosphere. I'm going to try right now.
Okay.
With my Martha Stewart trademark, okay. Crystal ball.
I feel a presence now. I feel it. Believe it or not. That's kind of creepy. I don't know how to feel about that, Martha. These are the noises that she learned about in prison.
He says, come closer, I won't hurt you. And then someone goes, no!
That's sorry, creepy. Just I'm little... telling you, that's creepy. All right, let me ask one more time. I think we've given it the college try. I'm going to take this the most serious I've taken it.
Okay.
So let me get into a trance here. I'm going to do a little bit of breathing exercises. I know it's not great audio. It's not great for the live stream, but I want to try it, and then I'll edit it out later. I'm not going to go into a trance. I welcome any spirits in my presence to join me in my little circle. If you are here with me, feel free to make yourself known. Spirits, if you are here, please channel your energy into one of the many devices I have here to make yourself known. Nothing on the old EMF. We'll have to go back and listen to the recordings, although I'm pretty sure there's not going to be anything.
Let me try.
All right.
Spirits have a very limited time investment opportunity for you. It's called Ghost Coin. It's going to be huge. Cryptocurrency is wonderfully popular among humans. It only goes up. There's literally no downsides.
It's free
invest
money.
In my crypto.
Well, we'll have to wait to see if they invest in it. We'll have to come back and report on that.
Okay. Yeah.
So I did.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I've gone bankrupt. Please pull out of Ghost Coin. I've now invested all of my funds into Boot Coin.
That's a better joke.
Thank you. I retconned it.
Well, for those listeners that don't think we took this seriously, I took it seriously. I just want the ghosts to know that.
That would be my if we had contacts, why would I not want to tell a joke to a ghost?
That's true.
You know,
that's the one thing you'd want to do.
The only time you joke and people get offended that you're not taking it seriously is because you're offending the people in the room.
Yeah,
not the ghosts in the room. You know, you got to read the room. I like know, they say, and that's what we're trying to do.
You know, once COVID's done, I think we should like attend a real seance. That'd be sweet. We can go to a real psychic and attend a real seance.
I kind of wish we had more video footage of. Well, we have a lot of video footage that we've never released.
Yeah.
Remember when we interviewed Andrew Yang?
Yeah, I do. I have that footage. We should probably put that out there somewhere. Spirits, if you'd like to see Andrew Yang, make yourself known. Okay, I think that'll do it for this episode. We gave it a shot and learned a little bit of history about seances.
I looked cool.
Yeah, I mean, you should try to get a picture of that so I can use it as the thumbnail. But
oh, dude, I've got plenty. I took some earlier.
All right, well, I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And I'm the spirit still. And this is Stranger Still.